This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado Springs is moving forward with plans for a data center off Garden of the Gods Road. The city's planning department issued an administrative decision late last week that would allow the company behind Project Taurus to retrofit an existing industrial space. California-based AI real estate company Raiden has assured residents that energy costs won't rise because of their data center. A window to appeal the decision is open until next Monday. In Arapahoe County, sheriff's deputies and the horse-mounted unit are disappointed because they're no longer headed to Kansas City for the ongoing FIFA World Cup. The sheriff's office announced today that organizers have withdrawn a request for the department's assistance after more than 6 months of planning with Kansas City police. It's not clear what caused the change in plans. A billionaire tech executive is getting behind Democrat Manny Rutenel in the 8th Congressional District primary. Chris Larson has primarily funded the You Can Push Back PAC to support candidates that have backed AI regulations in states. The PAC has spent almost $1 million to back Rutenel on the airwaves. The Democratic primary in the 8th district is heating up. Whoever wins that race will have a chance to try to flip the state's only toss-up seat. And with Colorado's primary election now 2 weeks away, voters have more options to cast their ballots. Starting today, voter service and polling centers are opening across the state, offering help with registration, replacement ballots, and in-person voting. Ballot drop boxes remain the most popular way to vote and can be used until 7 p.m. on Election Day, June 30th. This is CPR News.